The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard this a little bit earlier on the show. I know they were talking about it on News Talk Breakfast. The Fianna Fáil MEP, Barry Andrews, has said he would support a tax or a levy on the purchase of fast fashion clothing. Our reporter Emily Keegan was outside Penny's today asking if shoppers there would be willing to pay a levy.
How many taxes can they put on people? They're taxing us to drink water. They're taxing us to wear clothes now. Seriously, no. It's actually ridiculous at this stage.
Well, you would still shop in the shops because you'd have to.
No, but you get your 15 cent back. Do you get your tax back when you bring them back?
But I suppose it's kind of like just like delivery charge. I suppose like if you're ordering on something online, it would just be like, you know, like $3.99 or something like that. So I don't really think it would make much of a difference in my bottom saying that, maybe. But I don't know.
Personally, I try to avoid Penny's and Shein as much as possible, but I would go for like Zara and Bershka, and I know that's only a tiny step in the right direction.
And there's no such thing as fast fashion anymore days. Nobody throws the clothes out like they used to do years ago. People can't afford to be doing that. Yeah. So when you're going in and buying clothes, you're going in to try and make them last. And even Penny's is at the up in their game with the quality of the clothes. Like before, you'd say, it was only €1 or €2, it doesn't matter. Whereas now it's not. Even Penny's has gone up in price.
Yeah. It's just your fashion style. Like, I think I'm so used to shopping in them shops now. Do you know, like, when you get used to one shop you really like? It's like I would never go into a shop like Mango because it's not my style.
There would have to be other brands available that aren't too expensive for me to buy alternatives from.
So some of the views expressed to our own reporter Emily Keegan earlier today. Louise Bayliss is with me, a spokesperson for Spark, Single Parents Acting for the Rights of Kids. Louise, it's good to see you again. This is not the first time we've had conversations about fast fashion on this show and elsewhere. It kind of raises its head periodically. I'm kind of conscious that there's a group of people in society often not talked about in this conversation. And you know, we often think of fast fashion through the prism of middle-class people who want to buy cheap stuff so they can wear it a few times and then chuck it out. Yeah. And that's what gets derided. You know, this is terrible. It's destroying the planet. It's exploiting workers. But there are people out there who are buying clothes cheap and not so that they can chuck them out after two or three
exactly.
wears.
Exactly. And it's for people like that that I would like to speak up for putting a tax on people like that. You know, we all understand, you know, the idea of sustainability and green policies and all of that, but there has to be a just transition. And some families cannot just afford it. Like, if you look at what the qualified child rate is for somebody on social welfare, it's €46 a week for a child under 12 and it's €54 for a child over 12. Now imagine trying to feed a 15 or 16 year old boy on €54 a week and try to dress him, because at this stage he's in adult runner's shoe size, he's out of adult clothes, and there's €8 difference between an under 12 child and an over 12 child. And we all know there's a mountain of difference in the costs. So for those families, they absolutely need this access to cheap fashion. And, you know, putting a tax on that is unfair on those families. We have to look at just transition ways. I would bring it back to the bottle deposit scheme. Nobody thought about homeless families in hubs who have to have access to water bottles for their children to go to school. They don't have access to fresh water in their hotel room. They need these bottles, and yet they're being asked to pay 15 cent a deposit on every bottle their child brings into school. And with the best one in the world, any mother or parent for that matter who's opened a child's school bag will know. Like, I mean, you put your hand in for fear that a mouse is going to jump at you. Do you know? Like, they're not the easiest places. And to think a child will manage to bring this bottle back undamaged to get the 15 cent back. And that even the hotel room has that space to store that you can go back and collect the deposit. There was no thought put into the vulnerable families. And this is the point. These policies that come in, they sound great on paper, but there's not a poverty impact analysis on what's happening for people who need access to these things.
And so when it comes to the fast fashion, then is the conversation, does it betray kind of an element of snobbery, or is it just kind of ignorance that a whole other class of people exist?
I don't think it's snobbery. I think it is pure ignorance, and ignorance in the actual real term, that people just don't understand.
They just don't think of it.
They don't think of it. I think if you raise it with them, well, you know, the child is growing. The child came home from school. They could pay €50 for a jumper here, or they can go in €10 and get it in Penny's or Shein or whatever place. And this won't affect their family budget. They'll still have food every week. I hear from lone parents at the moment, the cost of living is really hitting them. Families that would have normally managed to stretch the money to the week. We're talking about families saying the electricity's been cut off on a Monday, you know, with the pay-as-you-go meters. You know, I'm looking at 5 euro left. Mm. I'm trying to make the electricity last till I get paid on Thursday. Mothers eating toast going to bed at night time so that the child will have a dinner. And you asking to put a levy on these families? No, I'm totally against it.
Yeah, I mean, any parent, as you say, you know, they'll know the reality of the kids' lunchbox. They'll know the reality as well at the pace at which they grow.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's constant. I mean, you're no sooner have you bought a pair of shoes than suddenly
I just say, from the point of view of shoes, I take a size 3. My daughter takes a size 9. So you can imagine.
So sorry, you get the cheap shoes.
Oh yeah, I get in. I shop in the children's department.
Oh, look at you, no VAT.
I know. I literally do go. I walk into shop and automatically go over to the children's section.
You're like a geisha. You've probably just mashed those feet down to keep them in the
VAT-free shoes.
Well,
the problem with that is, Kieran, a lot of the shoes I buy, like runners, they have the Velcro strap. I can't tie laces. but it is that pace, you know, where shoes, some children, I don't know if it's better nutrition or whatever, but children are growing at taller, they're stronger, and they're to try to catch up with them. And if you are raising a 13 or 14 year old child or a 17 year old boy on 54 euro a week, every cent counts. And if you are shopping at fast fashion, if the idea of it being a levy, and I would just point out, if it, you know, I do get concerns about, you know, people in China being exploited in these factories. But if you actually thought that levy was going to help and, you know, solve some of that exploitation, maybe there is an argument. But that's not what's going to happen. It's going to be taxed into the government's pocket. Yeah. So totally against.
Louise Bayliss, a spokesperson for Spark, Single Parents Acting for the Rights of Kids. Louise, as always, thanks a million for coming into studio, and we will talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.